Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Gittin Daf Hey. We left off on Daf Dalet Amud Beis. We are 4 lines from the end of the page on Daf Dalet Amud Beis at the last word of the line, Tanan. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer, in honor of his wife and children, and Le'ilun Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha La'ashalom, and is also sponsored by the Gross family, Le'zecha Nishmas, Chana Lea Bas Moshe Tzvi, Rav Moshe Yehuda Ben Rav Nachum, Chaya Lea Bas Naftali Hertzka, and Tzvi Menachem Ben Shmayahu. We thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to do today is we're going to continue to discuss this machlokas between Rabbah and Rava, why it is that one needs to say B'fanei Nichtav B'fanei Nechtam when he's delivering a get. Is it because that ain't Bekin Lishma, that is Shitas Rabbah, or is it because they're Mitzvah in the Kaimo, which is the Shita of Rava? But there was one major change that happened at the very end of yesterday's daf, and that is that the Gemara came to the conclusion that Rabbah does not in fact reject Rava. He is only adding to Rava, meaning Rabbah also agrees that Mitzuyin Lekaimo is an issue that needs to be addressed and is addressed with B'fanei Nichtav or B'fanei Nechtam. It's just that Rabbah adds that in addition to that, he's also concerned for Ein Bekiyin Lishma, whereas Rava is only concerned for Mitzuyin Lekaimo. So now, keeping that in mind, the Gemara is going to bring several more rayas to try to prove that Rava is incorrect, and that in fact Bekiyin Lishma, I'm sorry, that Rava is correct, and the fact that that Bekiyin Lishma is not really an additional concern, that there is no real issue of Bekiyin Lishma. So we're going to have, that's pretty much Amud Aleph is going to try to prove from variety of different cases whether Rabba or Rava is correct, and all of them are rayas for Rava against Rabba. Then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to tell us that in fact we already tried to associate this machlokas Rabba Rava with machlokas Tanaim. That was in yesterday's daf. We tried twice to associate it with machlokas Tanaim. Didn't work out. Now on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to try to associate this machlokas Rabba Rava to an earlier machlokas Amorayim, to machlokas Rav Shua ben Levi and Rabbi Yochanan. So that's they're going to be on the top of Amud Aleph. And then the Gemara is going to point out that there's a machlokas whether when one says B'fani Nechtam, it has to be done in front of two people or in front of three people. And we're going to have three explanations of what the Nekudas HaMachlokas is, whether B'fani Nechtam has to be in front of two people or in front of three people. The Gemara is then going to discuss, and what if the Shliach didn't say B'fani Nechtam, B'fani Nechtam, and he just delivered the get, and the woman got remarried based on that get, so what's the halacha now? So we're going to have two opinions, Rav Meir and the Chachamim, about how to handle such a situation. And then the Gemara is, at the very end of the daf, going into tomorrow's daf, is going to have Machlokas, how much of the get the Shliach actually needs to verify was written Lishma. Does he need to verify that every last word of the get was written Lishma? He just heard that there was some Lishma. How much of the get needs to be verified that it was written Lishma? So let's begin again, 4 lines from the end of the page on Daf Dalet Amud Beis. Tanan, we have a Mishnah. Maybe get Medin Siam Veinu Yochel Lomar B'fanei Nichtav or B'fanei Nechtam. A person brings a get Medin Siam and he's unable to verify B'fanei Nichtav B'fanei Nechtam. So im yesh alav edim yiskayim b'chosmav. As long as there are edim there, that could be mekayim the chasimos on the get. So you could be mekayim the get. You do a regular kiyum shtaros on the get. Va'avinan baso. Just parenthetically, the Gemara says, "May ve'eno yachal lomar." What does it mean? He's unable to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. Say it. Why can't he say it? What's the big deal? So says Gemara, "Ile mecherish." If you want to tell me that we're talking about a person who's a cherish, so he's unable to speak because he's a cherish. Cherish parasuy gitu. Well, he shouldn't be a shliach to bring a get in the first place. A cherish cannot be a shliach to deliver a get, because Vatanan, we have a Mishnah that's going to appear in Daf Chav Gimel, that a kol ksherim lahavias a get, that everybody could be a shliach to bring a get, chutz mi cherish shota v'katan, except for a cherish shota v'katan. So you see that a cherish is unable to bring a get, so it can't be that enu yochalomar means that he's a cherish. So Amar Rav Yosef, hacha meiskinan kigon shenasun la kishu pikeach, v'lo hispik lomar b'fanei nichta b'fanei nechtam ad shenischaresh, that when he initially gave her the get, he was a pikeach. So the whole time that he was a shliach, he brought the get, he gave the get, the whole time he was a pikeach. And then he was about to say b'fanei nichta b'fanei nechtam, and he became a cherish right at that moment. Pumped at that moment, that's when he became a cherish. So that's enu yochel lomar, he's not able to say. He was struck with muteness, dafka, at that point in time. But bottom line is, l'rava nicha, l'Rabba Kasha. That at the end of the day, this statement makes sense according to Rava, because we just said Yiskayim b'chalslav. Okay, so you can't say b'fari nechtam. So do a regular kiyum shtaros instead of being mekayim it this way. But according to Rava, it's a problem, because Rava says, I'm not only worried about kiyum shtaros, I'm also worried about lishma. And this guy never verified that it's lishma. Two edim aren't going to help me as far as the verification of lishma. So it says, Mar hachamay skinan la'achar shalamdu. Ooh, maybe this case is talking about after the there was a big push to educate the Batei Dinim in Chutzlar. It's about Gittin, and they all learned that there's such a din called the Shema. So this was, you know, when Achshar Dara, when things turned out better and they became more educated, and they learned such a din of the Shema. So it wasn't so much of a concern anymore about the Shema. So the only concern that remained was the Kiyum Shtar was concerned. So good, if the Shliach himself can't be Mekayim the Shtar, we had two Eidim be Mekayim the Shtar. So frak the Gemara, Ihachi Yachol Nami, if it's after everyone already knew the dinim of the Shema, so the Shema was no longer a concern at this point in history, then why does it matter that the guy is unable to say b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam? Even if you were able to say it, he shouldn't have to say it. Meaning, if you can get two Eidim to be Mekayim the Chasimos, so good, so that takes care of the Mitzuyin Lekaimo issue, that you have two Eidim or Mekayim the Chasimos, and as far as the Lishma issue, it's no longer an issue. They're already educated. They were concerned that if we don't continue to make the Shliach say b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam, at least l'chadchila, they were concerned that what happens when the next generation of Dayanim shows up and they're not as educated and they don't know about the din of Lishma, and then we will have the mechanism to resolve that issue will no longer be in place. So we want to keep that mechanism in place of b'fani nechtam in case any future generation of Dayanim in Medina Seyam are not familiar with Lishma. So frankly, but if that's the concern, Iachi Enu Yachol Nami, then even if he's unable to say b'fani nechtam, we shouldn't let it go. You need to. It's we have to be concerned. Being Mekayim the Shtar is not good enough. You have to make sure that you verify the Lishma of the get. So says Gmar, Pikech v'nischarish milslo shchicha. No, because think about how rare this case is. This is not a Cheresh who brought a get. It's a Pikech who brought a get, and he became a Cheresh mamish right at that moment, right after giving the up, before saying the words, b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. That is a very uncommon occurrence. So milslo shchicha lo gazu barabanan. And for they don't have to make this low plug of this gezeira shemi yachzer davar l'kulkulo. The whole thing's only a gezeira. The need for him to verify that it's a lishma is not really a need any longer. It's only a gezeira, lest it happens again that Dayana become ignorant of the din of lishma. So that's such an that for that gezeira, we're not gonna make such a gezeira for such an uncommon occurrence. So says Mar, is that true? We don't make a gezeira for an uncommon occurrence. Va'isha d'lo shchicha. It's uncommon for an isha to be a shliach for the get. Utanan ha'isha atzma mevia get. Obavatcha tzricha lomer b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam. When a woman is a shliach to bring the get, she taka does have to say b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam. Why? It's a lo shchiach, and if all the Batei Din in Medina Siam are familiar with the din of Lishma, the whole thing is only because of a gzeira shemiyachzu davar l'kulkulo. So it shouldn't be. We shouldn't make such a gzeira on an isha. Says Mar shalot tachlok b'shlichus. No, but once we're having a shliach, we want to make it that all shluchim are the same. So whenever a shliach brings a get, we demand that she says b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. So Rashi points out the obvious question is, yeah, but the pikech sheniskharish was also a shliach. So why don't we say shalot tachlok b'shlichus, that he should need to say b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam? Rashi says, but he can't. Meaning, so you know, the point is, we would love for everybody to say b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. We're not going to make a gzeira that it's ma'akev if you have a milsul lo shchiach, if you have a very uncommon case like an isha, like a pikeach v'nischarish. But l'chadchila, might as well. So if the isha is able to say it, let her say it. The pikeach v'nischarish can't say it, so we're not going to make a gzeira. But the evidence, we'll let it go. So frak the gemara ihachi bal nami. If that's the case, that we're just going to make every shliach say b'fari nechtam, b'fari nechtam, then the husband also should be included in that. Alama Tanya, why then do we have a price that says, hu atzmo shehevi gito, ein tzarech lomar b'fari nechtam, b'fari nechtam, that when the guy brings his get, he doesn't need to say b'fari nechtam, b'fari nechtam. I thought, lo tachluk b'shlichu, so we're just making everybody say it. So it says, no, time my yomar rabban, tzarech lomar b'fari nechtam, b'fari nechtam. Why is it that we're requiring anybody to say b'fari nechtam, b'fari nechtam? Is dilma asi bal ma the only reason we have this whole requirement is because we're afraid that the husband's going to come and cause trouble and say, I had nothing to do with this get, the whole thing is mezuyah, I never authorized this. Well, it's not shayach, he's the one bringing it to us. We don't have a concern that he's going to say, I had nothing to do with this. You had nothing to do with it. You're the one that brought it and delivered it. It's not possible that you had nothing to do with it. So the whole idea of b'fani nechtam doesn't make sense, klape the baal. The baal is the one bringing it. He certainly doesn't have to verify it. Now, two points over here. First of all, what emerges from this gemara is when exactly is b'fani nechtam said? Meaning, I would have thought that the shliach walks into Beis Din and he says, here, I have a get, and I can tell you this get is b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. And then he hands it to the woman. Sounds from this gemara that is not the Seder HaDevarim, that it's the opposite, that he gives the get to the woman first, and then he says, b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. Because the gemara says, what's the case? He was a pikeach, he gave her the get, he did the whole delivery as a pikeach. He brought it from where he brought it from, and he gave it to the woman, delivered it to the woman, and then he became nischarish before he had a chance to say, b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. Makes it sound like the statement of b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam is after the delivery. And in fact, Tosos points this out, not over here, but on the bottom of Daf Hey Amud Beis. Tosos writes that in the Dibra Maskli Yitlenu, Mikal Mashmet Tzorek Lomer B'Shas Nesina B'Fanei Nechtav Midkamer Yitlenu Heimena V'hu Adin La'achar Nesina Toch K'dei Dibor Dimahani. He says that you should say it B'Shas Nesina, but it's clear that saying B'Fanei Nechtav works La'achar Nesina B'Toch K'dei Dibor. If you do it right away as soon as you give it, how do I know that? Midkamer Lel from our Gemara Shenasin L'Kshayi Pikeach. Because our Gemara said that he gave it to her when he was a pikeach, and then he became a cheresh before he had an opportunity to say b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. Tosas is mesupak al la'achr k'dei dibor mesafkalari imahani calls matshal sukum boso inyan olav. What if it's after the amount of time, the 3 seconds it takes to say shalom alach rabbi yomori? Right? What if it's after k'dei dibor? Has the time run out and now we can no longer say b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam? Or do we say no? As long as they're still in that maimed and Beis Din where they're still sukum boso inyan, they're still dealing with the matters related to this get, that he can still say it. If you say the first tzad that imamish only has b'tol k'dei dibor, then this is really a misal l'shchicha. I mean, the whole thing of a pikeach and scharish ever is probably a misal l'shchicha, but this is like a real misal l'shchicha, that he became a pikeach and scharish within toch k'dei dibor of delivering the get. That's very low shchiach. And then the Tos points out, v'kodim nesina mesapka l'rinami imahani. The reason not even sure if it works before the nesina, because our Gemara is assuming that he says it after the nesina. So it's not even clear that it works before the nesina. So that's point number one to make over here. The other point to make over here is Maritz Chayis points out this idea that the Gemara says that gzeira shemi yachzer davar lekulkulo, that sometimes we have something in place to address a particular problem, and that problem no longer exists, and we're still going to keep the solution in place lest the problem come back, lest the problem ever comes back. Maritz Chayis says this shouldn't be so unusual. We do have such a concept. He says nir beinai dugmas inyan ze timtza beitza davdal and beit. That's Mesech's Beitza, that's Yom Tov Sheni, right? That right now you have good information that's passing, you know, to let you know when the Yom Tov is going to be. You never know when that communication is not going to be as good again, and therefore you got to still keep Yom Tov Sheni. So you do have such a thing of Shemi Yachzer Davar L'Kulkulo, where we're not going to maintain where those problems may arise. rise again. Okay, so now says Gemara Tashma, another raya to this machlokas between Rabba and Rava. Shmuel asked from Rav Huna the following: Shnayim sheviu get me Medina Siyam. If two people bring the get from Medina Siyam, wasn't just one, but two people are delivering it. Tzrichin sheyomru b'faneinu nichtav u'b'faneinu nechtam. Oein tzrichin. Do they need to say b'faneinu nichtav b'faneinu nechtam or not? Samalei ain't tzrichin. Why would they need to say no? Or might you yomru b'faneinu girshem ilo mehemni? They could say that they saw the divorce, so they could say that they're giving the get. So the Rava nicha the Rava kasha. According to Rava, this works out great because according to Rava, the only reason to say b'faneinu nechtam is because you need a kiyum shtaros, and we're afraid that there's not going to be two people to be mekayim. There are two people. They're right here. These are two people. So you have the ability for kiyum right in front of you. This was one of the three nafkaminas we had between Rabba and Rava that the Gemara identified on Daf Beis Amud Beis. Right, Ika Benai. The first nafkamina was Das Yuhu Betray, that two people bring the get. So here you have that exact case: two people bring the get, and therefore Rava would say it's perfectly fine. You don't need to say b'fanai nichta b'fanai. But according to Rabba, that you need to verify that it's Lishma. They haven't verified a Lishma. It should be no good. So answer Gemara, same answer as before. That this Bryce is talking about after they already, the Batei Dinim, Medina Siyam, already learned the Dinim, and they know that there's a Din Lishma. They became Bikin Lishma. If that's the case, then even if one guy brings it, they shouldn't need to say So says Gemara, Gzeru Shem Yachzu Dover L'Kulkulo. No, we're afraid that Yachzu Dover L'Kulkulo, that things are going to go back to the way they were. Ihachi Beitrei Nami. If you're afraid things are going to go back to the way they were, then even when two people bring it, that should be a concern. Things will go back to the way they were. So Beitrei Demai Sugita Milslo Shlicha. It's unusual to have a double Shlichas, to have two people serving as a Shliach for the very same thing. Milslo Shlicha Lo Gaza Barabban. And for something that's uncommon, the Rabbanan are not going to make this gezeira of Shemi Yachzu Dovel Kulkulo. Aye, is that really true? So the same Shakla Vitaria. Va'isha Dlo Shchicho Tanani Isha Atzvam Via Gito V'Vachi Atzvam Shchicho Lamer B'Fanei Nichtav O B'Fanei Nechtam. How can you say that a Milsal Shchicho they weren't gozer? An Isha bringing a get is a Milsal Shchicho, and she does need to say B'Fanei Nichtav B'Fanei Nechtam. That's just so that we don't make any chilukim in shlichus. At any time you have a shliach, so the shliach has him funny nechtam, funny nechtam. Okay, well then he halchi bal nami. Then the husband also, when he brings the get, should have to say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam. Alam etanya hu atz Moshe v'kito ve'ena tzorach lomer b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam. How come when the husband brings the get, we do not require him to say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam? So it says, well, time in my amra baran tzorach lomer b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam dilma asi bal ma'arer u'pasalei. The whole reason anybody ever has to say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam is because we're afraid that the husband is going to cause trouble and he's going to deny having anything to do with this guy. And he's going to say the whole thing's mezuyav. But hashem mintkat nakat le'biyadei v'ru kamaralei. He's the one bringing us the get. He's not going to cause trouble later on. Period. So that is the second raya for today. Now the third raya for today. Tashma, hamevi get me medina siyam v'nasnula v'lo amar la b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam. Let's say the shliach brought the get me medina siyam and he didn't say his line. He was supposed to say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam. He didn't. He delivered the get without saying it. So im neskayim b'chosmav kasher v'imlav pasalavi. So if it was neskayim b'chosmav, you're able to do an independent kiyum shtaros. Good, then the shtar is mukuyim and it's perfectly fine. But if you're not able to do an independent kiyum shtaros, then it's possible. Lo hutzchu lomer b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam lahachmir aleha elu lahakel aleha. B'fani nechtam was meant to make her life easier. That instead of having to find two edim, this one guy will be able to say b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam. But if he didn't, so find two edim. We're not going to make things worse for her because the guy didn't say b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam. So finding two edim will serve the same purpose. So says Mar l'Rav Nicha. That again works for Rava, but not for Rava, because two Edim can verify that the Kim Shtaros, but they cannot verify Lishma. So according to Rava, who has no concerns about Lishma, it's not a problem. This works great. But according to Rava, who's concerned about Lishma, what does it help to find two Edim? So says Mar Hachamayaskinan, same answer. La'achar Shalamdu. This is talking about after the Batei Din, the Medina Siyam, already learned about the Din of Lishma. kulo, but didn't you say that we still require any shliach same fani nechtam fani nechtam because we're concerned yachzer davar l'kul kulo? Says Mari, yeah, we require it, but kishani says, in this case we're talking about, she's already remarried based on this get. So of course, if the shliach came to Beis Din, we would hope that he would say fani nechtam fani nechtam, even though we don't need him to verify the lishmakite of the get. But if she's already remarried and he didn't say fani nechtam fani nechtam because of a gzeira shem yachzer davar l'kul kulo, we're not going to ruin her entire life. So she's already married. That's what Rashi points out. Kshani says kvar umishum hagzeira lo mafkin al minei. We're not going to make her get divorced because of this this gzeira. Tosus points out in Dibra Maskel Kshani says vada Daniel kama lo mafani nechtam fani nechtam havlad mamzer. But wait a second. We have a brisa later on that says that if the shliach fails to say fani nechtam fani nechtam, the vlad is a mamzer. He says yeah, hainu kshalom skayim b'chosmav. That's if you were not makayim the shtar. But if you're makayim the shtar, if you get two Eidim to be Mekayim the Shtar, and the only issue is the Lishma issue, which anyway the Batei Dinim are already expert in, and it's only a Gezer Shem Yaksud of the Kukulo, we're not going to make the Vlad Mamzer. So, frankly, Gemara, Vim Tomar, Veluk Shvei Ba'ad, Gimel Gittin Psulim, Vim Nisa Vlad Kasher. So Tos says, well, wait a second. Well, then, shouldn't this be a perfect example of a get that that's not ideal, but if she gets married based on it, the Vlad is going to be kosher? Because here you have a case where you're supposed to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam, because gzeir shem yachzer davar l'kul kulo, but if you don't, all right, as long as you're mekayim the get, b'chosmav, it's going to be kosher. So why isn't this on the list of the gimel gittin psulin v'mnisis of lab kosher? So Tos says, this is better than with those cases. V'yesham d'ksavah rabbah, d'begil gittin teitzei v'achalo teitzei. In those three gittin, you know, that there's no zman, there's no whatever, all the three cases that we had, where a vlad kosher, that we say a vlad kosher, but that she can't stay married to her husband. In this case, we're even more permissive. We allow her to stay married to her new husband. So anyway, frankly, Gemara ihachi habilowitz kulam funny nechtam lahachmir lahakala mishum denisesu. When the brisa explains why is it that the get is going to be kosher as long as you're Mekayim with Shnei Edim. So the bride said, oh, it's because we're not trying, the whole point of finding Nechtam is not to make her life more difficult, it's to make her life easier, and therefore we allow her to stay married. You're burying the lead. The real reason is because she's remarried already. The nieces, how do you leave that out? So says Mar Hachi Kamar. No, that's exactly what it means to say, that she's remarried. Granted, it's a case that she's remarried. You might think, yeah, but so what that she's remarried? Let's be machmir on her anyway and make her get divorced. So that's why we say, no, remember that the whole point of Farinachtam is not to make her life more difficult, it's to make her life easier. It's to be more makel on her, not to be more machmir on her. So time my dilma asibal ma'aru pasalei, because the whole reason of Farinachtam is because of a concern that the husband is going to come and he's going to cause all sorts of trouble. But the husband hasn't caused any trouble, so we're going to cause the trouble for her. The whole reason we make this requirement is because we don't want to cause trouble, and we're afraid that trouble might be brewing. But if trouble didn't happen, why should we be the ones that bring it up and make her get the whole thing is Baal's going to be married and ruin her marriage. So we're going to say, because we're concerned the husband's going to ruin your marriage, we're going to ruin your marriage. No, you got to let us stay married. There's no point in doing that. So good, period. So now the Gemara that is finished with all of the rayos as far as who's correct. Is Rabba correct? Is Rabba correct? Right, so we're finished with all of those rayos. So now the Gemara says, wait a second, maybe this machlokas, Rabba and Rava, has already been argued, not by Tanoim, like we said in yesterday's daf, but by earlier generation of Amoraim. Beplukta de Rabbi Yochanan for Rabbi Shua ben Levi. This seems to be the same machlokas as Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shua ben Levi. That's what Rashi points out. Ki hach plukta de Rabba v'Rava, if fligunami Amoroi kamai. Early Amoroim already had this machlokas. Why? Chadam l'fi shein b'kin l'shma, v'chadam l'fi shein edim l'tzun l'kaima. We have a tradition that Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shua ben Levi had the same exact machlokas. One of them said it's about l'shma, and one of them said it's about l'tzun l'kaima. So testayim, but we don't know who said what. So it says Gemara, testayim, Rabbi Shua ben Levi udamar l'fi shein b'kin l'shma. It's most logical that Rabbi Shua ben Levi is the one that 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 was concerned about imbiki and lishma. How do I know that? Rabbi Shimon bar Abba, I see Gita lekameid Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Shimon bar Abba brought a get in front of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Varmalei tzurich nalameimar befari nichtam befari nechtam olo. And he said, do I need to say the passage? Do I need to say befari nichtam or befari nechtam or not? So Varmalei lo tzurichas. Nah, you don't need to say lo amru el bedoros harishonim she'ein biki lishma. The requirement to say befari nechtam was only in the earlier times when the Batei Din in Medina Sayam didn't know what they were doing. They were ignorant of the din of Lashma. Aval b'dor sachron the b'kiyin Lashma lo. But nowadays that they're b'kiyin Lashma, you don't have to worry about it anymore. It's no longer necessary. Whoa! So testayim. So that's pretty clear. That Rabbi Shimon Levi said explicitly that it's all about Lashma. So you see that he holds like Rabbah. Not really. Meaning we said at the end of yesterday's daf, we mentioned again today that Rabbah really agrees to Rabbah's concern also. Meaning Rabbah just added the concern of Lishma. But he also agrees with the concern of Emetzui and Lekaimo. What we just proved is that Rabbi Shimon Levi says, I'm not worried about it. I'm not worried about either of those things. Lishma was the only concern there ever was, and Lishma is no longer a concern. So apparently he's not worried about Metzui and Lekaimo. But according to the way we understood Rabbah, is that Rabbah himself was worried about Metzui and Lekaimo. So says Gemara v'tizbra of a Rabbah isle de Rabbah. The Gemara raises the question, but Rabbah holds of Rabbah. So how could you say that? Rabbi Shimon Levi is saying the same thing as Rabbah. Rabbah agrees with Metzui and Lekaimo. And on top of that, even after people became Bekil Lishma, Rabbah was still concerned that people will again, that Batei Din again will become ignorant about Lishma. So we maintain the requirement of saying Farin Dechtam, Farin Dechtam. So Ela Rabbi Shimon bar Abba Inish Achrina Hava Bahadei. Now the case was that there was a second guy together with Rabbi Shimon bar Abba. And the only reason we don't mention it is because Rabbi Shimon bar Abba is so much more of a chashuv person, so we only mention the more chashuv of the people. So we said, oh, so when two people bring a get, so you're no longer worried about Metzui and Lekaimo, because it's two people that brought the get, so Metzui and Lekaimo is not a concern. So even though Rabbi Shimon Levi may agree that Metzui and Lekaimo is also a concern normally, but not when two people bring the get, and you're no longer worried about Shemi Yachzim Dov L'Kukulo, because Gzeira Shemi Yachzim Dov L'Kukulo was only a Gzeira, and we said by Milsa L'Shchicha, we don't make such a Gzeira. You know what a Milsa L'Shchicha is? Two people bringing a get, as we said in Amar Aleph, is a Milsa L'Shchicha. So by saying that, by adjusting this case slightly and saying that there was a second person bringing the get, so that solves all the problems. And now we have Rabbi Shua ben Levi is perfectly aligned with Rabbah. That just like Rabbah said, that in addition to Emetzui and Lekaimo, I'm also worried about Lishma, but once the Batei Din Chutzaretz become Biki and Lishma, I'm only going to be worried about Lishma mitam gzeira, shami yachzav l'kukulo. Rabbi Shua ben Levi is saying the same thing, that once the Batei Din Chutzaretz are that in addition to Emetzui and Lekaimo, I'm also worried about Lishma. Once the Batei Din Chutz La'aretz are aware of Lishma, I'm only worried about Lishma because of a Gzeira Shem Yachzid Ovel Kukulo, and I can solve both problems, both the problem of Emetzui and Lekaimo and the Gzeira problem by having two Eidim bring it. If you have two Eidim bring it, so it's Metzui and Lekaimo, and there's no Gzeira because it's a Milsa to Lo Shchicha. So now, Itmar. How many people do you have to give the get in front of? So when you're delivering the get and you're saying how many people does there have to be present? So Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chanina, it's Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina. Keep in mind, Rabbi Yochanan was the one who disagreed with Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Meaning, the way it should track is that if Rabbi Shua ben Levi was the one that's aligned with Rabbah, that it's all about Lishma, then Rabbi Yochanan should be the one that's aligned with Rabbah, that it's all about Metzui and Lekaimo. So now we have this Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina over here, whether you need to give the get in front of two people or in front of three people. So to time Rabbi Yochanan, now it makes sense. Rabbi Yochanan should be the one that says it needs to be only in front of two people. How do I know that? To Rav and Barav Chista, I see Gita lekameid Rabbi Yochanan, because Rav and Barav Chista brought a get in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Ramlei zil havli ba'api trei ve'emelu b'farinechtam. And Rabbi Yochanan instructed them, give it in front of two people and say b'fanei nechtam. So tistayin. So it says, well, yeah, that taka proves that Rabbi Yochanan holds that it only needs to be done in front of two people. Now, what is the nekuta samachlokas over here? Why would it have to be in front of two? Why would you say it would have to be in front of three? So lema b'hakamivliki demand yam finish shnayim kasav l'fishem b'kin l'shma. If you know that it needs to be given in front of two people, it's because your concern is a lishma issue. So you just need to verify in front of Edim that it was lishma. Umandim fnei shlosha, but the Yodah needs to be given in front of three people. Kasavar l'fishein Edim mitzuyim l'kaimo. It's because you need to do kim shtaros. Kim shtaros is a ma'isa beis din. So you need to get a beis din together. So therefore, what we're suggesting is that when Rabbi Yochanan said you only need to give it b'fnei shnayim, that this is not a kiyum shtaros, it's only a lishma issue, it's not about mitzuyin l'kaimo. Says Amar, but wait, we just said before that Rabbi Yishoah ben Levi is the one that said it's a lishma issue, which would mean that Rabbi Yochanan is the one that says it's a mitzuyin l'kaimo issue. So how could Rabbi Yochanan say now that you give it b'fnei shnayim, it's a mitzuyin l'kaimo issue, you need a beis din? If earlier on this Amud, Rabbi Shom Levi, and we said Rabbi Shom Levi and Rabbi Yochanan are arguing in the same machlok as Rabbah and Rava, and Rabbi Shom Levi tracks to Rabbah, he parallels Rabbah, so that means Rabbi Yochanan parallels Rava. Rabbi Yochanan should be about in mitzvah in the kaimo. Rabbi Yochanan will fishay in mitzvah in the kaimo. V'ha'achay if you come Rabbi Yochanan finish shnayim v'yold is about in mitzvah in the kaimo. How could you just give it in front of two people? To ma'isa based in and itakim shtaros. V'od harabba islay the rava. And on top of that, even if you hold they became the shema, you still have to worry about mitzvah in the kaimo also, because even Rava, who held that it was about the shema, agreed to Rava that there's a concern of a mitzvah in the kaimo. Elas says, maybe we're just misunderstanding this whole machlokas about in front of two people and in front of three people. Meaning the first understanding we had of the machlokas is that if you hold this in front of two people, it's only about lishma. And if you hold this in front of three people, then it's about kiyum shtaros. Maybe that's incorrect. Ella, dekuli alma b'inei d'mitzvah l'kaimo. That maybe everyone agrees, of course it needs to be in front of the beis din, because you need to do kiyum shtaros. Like we said, even Rabba agrees to Rabba's reason of mitzvah l'kaimo. So everyone agrees that it's all about having it in front of a beis din. Why then would you let anybody get away with doing it in front of two people? Two people does not make a beis din. It's not two people. There's the guy bringing the get also. So let him be part of the beis din. V'acha b'shliach nasa aid, ve'aid nasa dayan kamiflugi. Over here they're arguing about the issue, can the shliach become an aid and then the aid become a dayan? That just like a shliach can become an aid, so the aid could become a dayan. And the one that says, no, you need to do it in front of three people, yeah, you're right, that a shliach can become an aid, but ve'ein aid nasa dayan, an aid cannot then become a dayan. So the shliach to bring the get could be one of the aidim to be mekayim it, but he then cannot turn around and be one of the dayanim in front of whom it was mekuyam. And we pass that, but Rabbanan, when it comes to a matter of Rabbanan, such as this whole requirement, so will allow an aid to become a dayan. And therefore, that's why Rabbi Yochanan says you only need to give the get in front of two people, because giving it in front of two people, plus the guy bringing it, is in fact a beis din, and therefore that serves as a kiyum shtaros. I'm sorry, the Gemara is asking us as a kasha. The Gemara says, wait, v'akayim lo b'drabanan de'eid nasa dayan, meaning we paskin midrabanan that an aid is nasa dayan. So the Gemara is asking as a kasha. The Gemara is saying, wait a second, midrabanan aid nasa dayan, how do you explain the shita that holds that you need in front of three people? Right, the sheet that holds you need in front of three people doesn't make sense. So Ella says Gemara a third possibility how to understand the machlokas. Hacha b'hakamifli. The mar savar kibin the isha ksheira lahavi asaget zimn the ma'isa de itza v'samchi ala. That one opinion says, well, sometimes since a woman can be a shliach to bring the get, sometimes a woman will be the one to bring the get and will be samech on her, and therefore plus two other people, and she can't be part of the beis din. That would be really problematic. V'idach isha. And the other one says, you don't have any such concern. If the Isha brings the get, no one's going to be somech on her to make her part of the Beis Din. So Tainik Havasei Rabbi Yochanan for Brisa, just like Rabbi Yochanan. Hamevi get me Medina Siyam. If a person brings a get from Medina Siyam, v'nasun lo v'lo amar lo b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam, and he doesn't say to her the magic words b'fani nechtam, so yotzi v'avlad mamzer. So then they have to, if she gets remarried based on that get, she's going to have to get divorced, and any child that she had from that remarriage is a mamzer, divrei Rabbi Meir. Meaning, she was never really divorced from her first husband because the shliach to bring the get didn't say b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam. So it's yotzi v'avlad mamzer. V'cham omrim ein havlad mamzer. The chum say no, the vlad is not a mamzer in such a case. Kate said yasa. So what do you do? Does she, could she stay married to the new husband if the vlad is not a mamzer? So Kate said yasa. What do you do? Yitlenuay mena v'yachsu v'inenu lo b'fnei shnayim v'yomrim b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam. Try again, right? Take the get back and then give it to her again. And this time, say b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam. Vlad's not going to be a mamzer, but you could just take the get back and give it to her again. And again, over here you have v'yitnenu lo b'fnei shnayim and then v'yomer b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam. So this is where Tosfos made that comment that you do the nesina and then you say b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam. V'rav Meir mishum to lo amar b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam yotzi v'avlad mamzer. How do we make any sense of Rav Meir? Just because they didn't do this takana drabanan of saying b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam, we're going to make the baby into a mamzer. So says Mar in Rav Meir l'tamei. This is Rav Meir l'shitaso. D'amar Rav Nun m'shvei du lo amar Rav Meir. That any time you do anything different from what the takana is, of what the way the chacham set up the way to get it is supposed to be done, it's automatically going to be a possible get to the extent that the vlad is going to be a mamzer. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Bar Hedya. Have a great day, everybody.